Kenya's president announced this morning that terrorists behind the bloody Nairobi mall attack have been defeated. At least 61 civilians and 6 security officers were killed in the 4-day siege at the mall. 170 people were injured. Kenyan officers say all hostages from the Westgate shopping mall are now free and that the Kenyan military has gained control over the Al-Shabaab militants.
Now, we are now joined by research professor of political science at UCLA, Edmund J. Keller. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Now, what can you tell us about this Somalia-based Al-Shabaab terror group?
Well, you know, Al-Shabaab is a group that emerged in the collapsed state of Somalia around 2006. And it has steadily grown over the years, and it has been opposed to outside intervention in Somalia's affairs, and also has been opposed to the interim governments. And more recently, Kenya has been taking an active role, pursuing Al-Shabaab inside of Somalia, and it was just a matter of time before this group, which now has... It didn't begin as being connected with Al-Qaeda, but now it is connected with Al-Qaeda. And it's gotten stronger. It's found new sources of weaponry, and it is creating a great deal of regional instability in Northeast Africa or East Africa.
Then why exactly Nairobi?
Nairobi is the commercial center of East Africa. At this point, there's some emerging economies that are doing pretty well.
Do you think there was any political reason they chose a mall rather than, let's say, a government building?
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to understand how these terrorist organizations operate. They would rather not take on a formidable military foe like the Kenyan armed forces. In a very direct way, and in another respect, what they want to do is they want to strike soft targets, places where the regime that they want to fight would not be expecting them.
And what major political outcome do you think this group is looking for?
Well, what they want, it depends. It's not a unified group, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've got one segment of the group which wants to displace the government, the interim government of Somalia, and establish Somalia on the basis of what they consider to be Somali principles and, establish an independent government that is not being controlled remotely by some outside force like the United States. On the other hand, there are those who want to make an independent Somalia into an Islamic state. And there's a tension within the group between those two different objectives. But the political outcome would be a more stable Somali state, one which was secularly based or one which was religiously based. But independent, stable Somalia is basically what everybody's striving for.
Thank you for being with us, Professor.
You are very welcome.